This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Kennedy with us right now to talk about all that. Tyler, are you going to be there on Saturday?
Yes, I will be there on Saturday.
Will you have goosebumps?
No. No, I play with a lot of great players, and obviously Mark was one of them. But
will you tear up?
No.
No, I'm not that emotional. You know, again, he's had a great career. It was always a joy to be around, but again, he's been gone a long time. And, you know, obviously him playing, like, one, bravo to the Penguins, because it's going to be a sold-out house for an exhibition game. So they're going to be doing so well. Whoever came up with this marketing and bringing them back and letting them play in an exhibition game is a genius.
I agree with that.
Do you think he approached them?
He did. Dubas went to him.
They went to him? Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's a marketing genius idea. But, and I think him, like, he's played so long, like, he can take a whole summer off, and I think he's going to be pretty rock solid back there. I think it's a little bit different for a goalie. It all depends how many shots, and I would think all the big boys would be in the lineup, like Sid, Malkin, Tanger.
They have to be. Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
So they're gonna have a wagon. Hopefully the other team dresses nobody so that, you know, so it's a blowout, a feel-good game for everyone.
TK, question for you. Let's say Kyle Dubas calls you out of the clear blue.
Oh,
Tyler,
man,
you haven't played since 2016, but people want to see 48 back on the ice for one period of an exhibition game. They're putting you back together. You're going to be part of the best third line in preseason hockey. What happens out there if Tyler Kennedy goes out there now, almost a decade removed from his playing days?
Well, I think obviously I'm a little bit different story than Flower. I'm there to make the team, boys. I'm there to make a statement in that one game. I got about five shifts to make, like, hey, he can actually still handle it. It's a little
different. Have you heard the stories about Airy doing that at camp? Were you in those camps when Airy was just throwing his body at everything that moved?
Yeah, he came back and tried to play again. Yep.
No, I haven't, but that's what you have to do as an older guy trying to break into the league, because it's so young now that, like, you have to bring something that the new generation doesn't bring. But it seems like after watching all these highlights and all this stuff, like, there's a lot of fighting going on. There's a lot of, like, rough and tough, and the game's going back to a little bit of that, a little bit of a heavier game. A lot more guys are answering the bell. I think there's probably been like 10 preseason fights. Like, it's a very surprising preseason for all of the NHL. So if they called me back, boys, I might have to wear the little Cooper shoulder pads and try to make a statement out there.
That's a good one. I think that it's going to be one of those unforgettable nights, though, because he'll go out there, he'll lead the team onto the ice for warmups, he'll get a standing ovation then. Regardless of how the period looks when it's over, he's going to probably do a skate around the ice almost like he's got the Stanley Cup. And he's probably, Flower, going to take pictures with Malkin, Sid, and Letang one last time. And I don't care if the game doesn't count in the standings. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that, Tyler?
Well, one, if he has a good first period, I think he's telling coaching staff, hey, let me run with this. Yeah, let me run. Let him play the game. Let him decide when he's done. I think this is going to be just say, hey, he's going to do one period so people don't expect too much. But I think he's going to play the whole game. And, yeah, is it going to be like
– how loud will that place be if he actually has a shutout through 55 minutes and they're up 6-0? They're going to be treating every defensive shift or every
like
time –
it's a game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Every time they're in their own zone, they're going to be treating it like when Orpik wiped out 6 Red Wings in one shift. That's what it's going to be like in there, TK, if you're right.
Who do they play?
Columbus.
Oh, Columbus has got to bring their B squad for sure. And the Penguins are going to be loaded up. They might bring Mario back.
This is the most consequential and meaningful game to the fans that they'll play all year.
I know it is.
It's not even close.
We hope it's not, but it probably will be.
It's not even close. It's going to be.
Hey, well, it definitely is probably the most memorable preseason game maybe ever, right?
Yes.
Bringing a guy like that back. But again, going back to the Penguins administration to like think of this idea in the summer and say, hey, we can make this work. Like,
TK,
this is unbelievable.
Are you surprised? Let me ask you this. This is kind of a weighty question a little bit here. Are you surprised at the arc that Fleury's career has taken? Because you were still with the Penguins when fans, and I don't even blame them for this, maybe for like the degree of nastiness and frustration that came out, but not because of performance. You were still there when they brought in Tomas Vokoun, when he ended up starting playoff games in that Isles series where you had a very big goal. I forget which game it was. And Fleury got benched. Like, are you surprised that his career arc has come back to this point where he's getting essentially a hero's send-off into retirement in front of fans that at one point wanted him run out of town about a decade and a half ago?
No, I think that's the nature of the business, boys. We both know we've had good days and bad days, and obviously Mark's, again, over the 20 years he's played, like, that's not that big of a deal when you look back, or that it's not that big of a, say, quote-unquote, a black mark on his career. It was maybe he struggled a little bit, but when you look at the body of work he's done and how he's treated people and how he played and everything he's done, like, there's no question, like, he's a Hall of Famer, and he was going to come back in some capacity to the Penguins. Again, he's so close with Tanger, Sid, Gino. Like, they had such a tight bond. Like, when you win, just winning one Stanley Cup, you have a bond. But when you win multiple cups with some of the guys in the city, meant so much to him. Like, and he came here when he was 18. Like, it's like a second home in his early years of his career. You know, like, this was what he called.
Talk him into moving back. We'd love to have him here.
Do you see the weather outside? Do you think you think this is a good sell, the weather, the rain?
It's not like, it's a good sell? I don't think he lives in Malibu or South Beach. Doesn't he live up in Canada? Is it 75 and sunny every day there?
I'm not sure where he lives. I think that he's got to have a summer fall house somewhere nice.
He used to live in Moon when he was out here.
Really?
I knew that. He lived in Moon, of all places.
Right. He had a cool house, so he had a pretty sick house. It wasn't like he was living in a duplex, you know, like he had a mansion, you know.
All right, like, Tyler. Good stuff. We'll talk again next week after the game. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.